You're listening to The Morning Minute with Job 210 Ministries.
Thus says Cyrus, the king of Persia, "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever among you and all his people, may his God be with him, and let him go to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem." And we just picture this. You have Israelites who have been exiled for years at this point, and they're waiting to go home. And here comes a king who is not Jewish. He's not of Hebrew descent. And yet he recognizes that Yahweh, the God of heaven and all of the kingdoms of the earth, has put him in power for this. And as I was reading this, I just can't help but think, what would happen if we prayed for our world leaders that they would recognize God is the ultimate king and God has put them in power so that they can do his will and his good work? Join me today as we pray for those leaders around the world, not just here in the United States, but everywhere, that they would recognize God as king of the universe.